Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you today, sir?
Yes, I just got a transfer that I've been charged for. I have not really ordered it. Then the whole thing is what I was charged it this morning, but based on the information that I got from your representative, it was charged it. It was the thing that happened in back in August of 2021.
Okay. Provide me, please, with the, if you don't mind, can you provide me with the first and last name and zip code, please?
Okay, my first name is Am, spelled A-M, and my last name is Supsiri, spelled S-U-P-S-I-R-I.
I have S-U-P-S-I-R-I, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, and can you please provide me with the zip code as well, please?
With what now, please, slowly?
The zip code.
I'm sorry?
The zip code. Can you provide me with the zip code?
Oh, 20902.
20902, thank you. Okay. And can I have the shipping address?
11525 Colt, C-O-L-T, T-E-R, two words, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20902.
Thank you. Okay. Pulled up an account with that information, sir. Thank you so much. That is with, I see this is for the discount savings store membership. You had selected the Pulse Oximeter as the gift for signing up for the discount savings store. You're going to be billed the membership fee for the discount savings store 4 days after you were signed up and selected the Pulse Oximeter as the gift for signing up for the discount savings store membership, sir. That's what this was for, sir. Do you remember creating that account, sir, or placing and selecting the Pulse Oximeter as a gift for the shipping?
I don't think so. I have not received that, and I don't have that. And this is what back in August of last year. So that what I told, what I've been told.
Okay. Did anyone else in your household ever sign up for that or create this account, sir?
Will you speak slowly, please?
Did anyone else in your household ever create this account, sir?
Yeah, please cancel it. I don't have it. I don't know.
Sir, I have to verify these things as part of the process, sir, for me to get it filed as fraud, sir. I'm asking, was there anyone else in your household that created this account or placed the order for the Pulse Oximeter for the shipping cost?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I will be happy to go ahead and proceed forward with it filing as fraud. I do need to verify, is there currently any dispute or block on the card that would prevent me from issuing a full refund and filing as fraud?
Okay, so it's not going to be any refund because I already dispute to my credit card company.
Yes, it's, refunds are part of the fraud process. Sir, would you like, is there any, I'm asking, is there any dispute that would prevent me from filing a fraud claim or any refunds for your fraud claim?
Okay.
Is there a dispute with your bank, sir, for these charges?
No, it's Citibank.
I'm not asking what bank you have. I'm asking, do you have a dispute for these charges that would prevent me from filing a fraud claim or assisting with refunds for your fraud claim? Is there a dispute already?
They have not posted yet.
So there's not a dispute with your bank for these charges, correct?
Not, that is correct, not right now.
Okay.
The bank said that it had to be posted before I can do the dispute. But at this time, it's just it's some kind of pending.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. So I will go ahead and proceed forward with you and file this fraud, sir. Now, do you need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where it took place when it was placed online. So would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim, sir?
No, I just... the gentleman told me that my account, whatever it is, I don't know. I asked him about the company name. He did not give me that, so I have no
Discount
idea.
Discount Savings Store is the name of the company.
What is the name of the company again?
Discount Savings Store, sir. I'm asking, would you like me to proceed forward with filing your fraud claim for this account?
I don't think it. Not right now. It had not been posted yet.
No, you know, it doesn't matter if it's posted to your account. I can still file on my end, sir.
Oh, okay.
Would you like me to proceed forward with filing the fraud claim for you?
Should I, when it posted, yes, okay.
Okay, so when it doesn't posted, matter if it's still pending in your bank. I can still file fraud on my end, sir.
Okay,
I'll go ahead and proceed forward then with that. Please stand the line while I get this filed as fraud.
Okay.
I'll have confirmation numbers for you shortly, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Please stay on the line.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim, and I'm working on the refunds for your fraud claim. Please stay in line.
What is the company name again, please?
Discount Savings Store, sir.
Discount Savings Store. Never heard of it.
It's an online store, sir.
I'm sorry?
The store is based online. It's an online-based store, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just working on your refunds. Thank you for your patience. I'm working on getting it filed, finished filed this fraud and working on the refunds for your fraud claim. Thank you, sir.
Okay. You're going to give me the confirmation numbers?
Yes, sir. When I'm done, I'll provide you with everything.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got the account filed this Friday. And I got those refunds issued. So your refund will be back on your account for your fraud claim within the next 3 to 5 business days. You'll begin back refund for the $56.95 for the December, November, and October charges, sir. Those refunds will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days for you, sir. Okay?
Okay.
You ready for the confirmation number, sir?
Please.
It's going to be 7793999328.
Let me repeat that. 7793999328.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, thank you very much, Miss. Yeah, have a
Joseph.
Good weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you for customer support. You have a wonderful day. You stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Yes, sir. You'll see those refunds in the next 3 to 5 business days. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah.